is the Chiddush. The 50% of the people that are Tanayim, Ein Oisim, they do not make Lo Yeser Rishon, Lo Yeser Sheni. Not Pesach Rishon and not Pesach Sheni. But Rishon, Lo Yavdi, Pesach Rishon, they can't do right now in Yud Dalet, Erev Pesach, till they have Iruba. Because the Maaseh said there are only 50% of the people that are Tanayim, that's not called the majority. So anytime you don't have a majority, they can't bring Pesach Rishon Batumah. So therefore today, on Erev Pesach, they can't bring it. What about Pesach Sheni? Bishena Layavdi either. Why? Lehevi Miyuta. They're not called the Miyut. True, 50% is not called the majority, but it's not called the Miyut either. It's not called the minority. It's not called. So therefore, what's the lokum? They can't bring Pesach Sheni either. Like Rashi says, Tumei Menesnes Rishon Chivon Deinu Kroiv Layavdi Batuma Bishena Nami Loi Dieinu Miyut. Hey, the Torah only said that a Miyut, when you have a minority of people, they're pushed off the Pesach Sheni. When it comes to do Pesach Sheni, it has to only be a Miyut amount of Yidden. But when you have 50% of them to do Pesach Sheni, the Torah never said that. So according to Rav Kana's second halacha, these 50% of the people that are Tanayim are correct Mekan Lekan, they don't have any Pesach. They can't bring Pesach Rishon because they're not Rav. They can't bring Pesach Sheni because they're not a Miyut. That was Rav Kana's svara. Right. Tonight it says Namishna Nit Makal. If everybody in Klai Yisrael is Tamei, Oy Ruba, or else Rov, majority is Tamei, Oy Shoya Kanim Tamei, or else all the Kanim are Tamei, V'Yakal Torim is Yaseh Betuma. So what does the Mishnah say? Ruba Yehudi Yavdi Betuma. Mashmoni, if the majority of people were Tamei, then we say you could bring the Korban Betuma. Avo Palgo Palgo Lo Yavdi Barishin. Says the Kashan Rav. Mashmah 50-50 though, it's not called like a majority. The Mishnah only says Rubai. Mashmah 50-50, then it's not like Rav. It's 50-50, it's not called you can bring a Pesach Betumah. In Pesach Rishon, you can't bring a Betumah. So the Kura Kashal Rav, it's a Kashal Rav. Rav says 50-50 is called Karev. So he holds the 50% that Atzimeim could bring it today. The Mishnah's Mashmah only when you have a majority. Omoloch Rav says like this. Ruba Avdi Kula Betumah. No. If Rav Klai Yisrael is Tameim, then everybody's allowed to bring the Korban Betumah. Even the people that are Tor don't have to be Makbet to bring a Badaska Betairah, they could even bring a Betumah. But that's the Klal in the Mishnah, right in the beginning, Ein Korban Sibacholik. Once Rav Klai Yisrael is Tameim, it's a din like everybody now is allowed to bring a Betumah. That Rav is also masking too. But Palgo Palgo, when you have 50-50, this is Rav's Chiddush. And now you have two categories. Only when it's 50-50, that halal uaisim liyatzmam, the 50% of Torin, since they're called like Roif Tor, they badafka have to bring a betaira. Not like when you have Roif Tumeim, that even the Torin can bring a betuma. No. Since now it's 50% Torin, they're like a Roif, they badafka have to bring a betaira. The halal uaisim liyatzmam, that's Rav Chiddush. But when you also have 50% Tumeim, they also have a shame like Roif, therefore they're allowed to bring a betumeim. So that's Rav Chiddush. So the Mishnah is talking about when you have Rav that are Tumeim, then everybody is allowed to bring a Betumah. But Rav's saying Machza Machza means who can bring a Betumeah? Only the 50% that are Tumeim. But the 50% that are Tor, Badafka has to be Betairah. So the Mahorchi Nami Nistarba, bringing us a throw like this also, that Rav is saying good. The Ketoni says in the Mishnah, Ketoni Sefer, Nitma Mir Takal, if a minority of the people were Tumeim, then we say, Tehoi Yomaisim Es Harishon, that's when the Torah brings Pesach Rishon, who Tumeim, this minority, they're pushed off Oisim Es Hasheni. So the Deik of the Mishnah, Mir, if they're a minority, who the Yavdi Bisheni? That's when we push these people off and say, nothing doing today, you have to wait to Pesach Sheni. Avo Palgo Palgo, but let's say it's 50% of the Tumeim now on Pesach Rishon, and 50% Torim, Loi, then we don't push them off to Pesach Sheni. Then we say, like Rav says, V'yavdi B'rishon, that they're allowed to do it on the first and Erev Pesach. Now what's the Chiddush? That V'alo L'Oisim L'Yatzman, the 50% of the Torah is called like Rav Tor, they badask have to do it with Torah, they can't do it with Tumeim, they have to make sure the knives and the Kanim are Torim. But the Yalolu, the other 50% of the Eden, that are Tumeim, Oisim L'Yatzman, they're allowed to do it for themselves. That's Pshat and Rav. For the more, if you make such a good deed like Rav, be a Lakashman of Kana, who now it should be a Kashman of Kana. Be a Lakashman of Kana. Rav Kana says, Machta, Machta, 50-50 is not like Roiv. Omlok Rav Kana says like this, Nitmu Miyat HaKal. When a Miyat, the minority of the people are Tumeim, then the Locher is Torim Oisim Es Harishon. The Roiv, the majority of the people that are Tor, make a Pesach Rishon. Well, Tumeim, the minority of the people, Oisim Es Hasheni. They're pushed off the Pesach Sheni. For Palgo, Palgo, what's going to be when you have 50% of 50%? Then Torim Oisim Es Harishon, true. The 50% of that Torah, even though they're not a Rav, they have a right to make Pesach Rishon. avu tumeyim, but the 50% that are tumeyim ain't a moisim. They do not do lo yesa rishon. They can't bring pesach rishon because it's not called a meat. Who could bring pesach rishon? Only if you have a roiv tumeyim. But since he holds machza, 50% is not called karoiv. They don't have a right to make pesach rishon. For lo yesa sheni, and they can't do pesach sheni either. This was of his the second svarim, because who could do pesach sheni? Only a meat. If you have a minority of people that were tumeyim by Pesach Rishon, they can be pushed off the Pesach Sheni to bring Pesach Sheni. But when you don't have a minority, when you have 50%, even though 50% is not called the majority, but it's not called the minority either. So according to Rav Chisda Svarah, Kana Svarah, if you have 50% of people that are tumeyim, they can't bring Pesach Rishon, and they can't bring Pesach Sheni either. So the Marahot Tain, if this is good, the Lishon Abasad Rav Kana, according to the second Lashon Rav Kana, that the 50% that are tumeyim can't do anything. Elo lahach lishna, but according to the first lashon, the Yom Rav Kana, Rav Kana said, Torim oisim esarishin. That pshat was 50-50 is not called like a roiv. It's not called like a meat. Therefore, the 50% of that Torah bring pesach rishin. Utumeyim, the 50% which is called a minority, oisim esasheni, could make pesach sheni. Ozoi mayik lemeimo, the churat's not lizmash, and not that for now mishnah. Om alok of Kana, Rav Kana answers our mishnah like this. No. I tell you, even though the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah says, who is pushed off the Pesach Sheni? Only a meat. Mashma, only if you mamish have a minority of people, they, that were Tmeyim, they could do a Pesach Sheni. The cash was mashma, though, 50%. That's not called a minority. They can't be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. I of Kana's first Lashon said, they're also pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So Kana answers like this. I'm looking at Kana. I'll tell you really who are the India Filu Palga Palga. Really 50-50 also is called a minority, and they're also pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Nami the same Allah, the Torah Moisim is a Rishon, or Tumei Moisim is a Sheni. The minority, the 50% that are Tor does Pesach Rishon, and the 50% that are Tumei is called a minority, they can be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. I was Shvei Lashon the Mishnah Vodik Tony Miyatakal. Why did the Mishnah only say if a mamish a minority? It should have said a bigger Kiddush. The Mishnah should have said even a 50% was Tumeim. They were also pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But there it says, I did the Tony Reisha. Since the beginning of the Mishnah wants to tell us the Kiddush. Rubam, the beginning of the Mishnah wants to tell us the Kiddush. That when do we say the whole Kal have a right to bring their Pesach? Even B'tumah, that means even though you're a Torah-dika person, you don't have to be Makpid. You can bring it B'tumah, you can bring a knife to stomach. When is that? Only when Roiv Klai Yisrael is Tumeim. There's not enough 50%. They need Mamash Roiv. If Roiv Klai Yisrael is Tumeim, that's called this Pesach is brought B'tumah, and everybody has the right to bring a B'tumah. That was the Kiddush in Reisha. So now when the Sefer wants to not like that, Tonin Nami Sefer Miyutei. That's why the Sefer at the end says, if you have a Miyat that are Tumeim, they're pushed off the Pesach Sheni. They can't do a Pesach Rishon, they're pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But Lav Davka Miyat, who are then, according to Rav Kana's first Lashon, even a 50%. If 50% of Klai Yisrael was Tumeim at the time of Pesach Rishon, they're pushed off the Pesach Sheni, and they could bring Pesach Sheni. So the case is, we have three ways to learn, what do you do, it's 50-50. So tomorrow now we bring Raya's to each one of them. Tanya Kavosi, the Rav, will have a brisa like Rav. Tanya Kavosi, the Rav Kana, Kitre Lishna. Like the two ways of Rav Kana's in. Tanya Kavosi, the Rav, I'll bring your Raya to Rav. Rav is the one that said that 50 and 50 is called like Roiv. They're both called like Roiv. Therefore, on Pesach Rishon, both bring it. The people that are Tor, Badafka has to bring a Batarya, because it's considered like Roiv Ator, but the other 50% that are Tanayim, they could bring it today on Erev Pesach, Batumah. Because Raivis Macht is also called Karayv. What's the Raya for Rav? It says like this, Abraisa. Hoya Yisrael Machta Terra Machta Tumeim. You have 50% of Klai Yisrael was Torah, 50% was Tumeim. Halolu Waisim Liyatzman. The 50% of Torah do it right now, Betairo. The Halolu Waisim Liyatzman. And the other 50% have to also do it right now, Betumah. To see clearly like Rav, each one can make a Pesach Rishon. Tanya Kalishna Kamad Rav Kana. Bring another Braisa that learns like Rav Kana's first chat. That he said no. 50-50 is called like a meat. Therefore, the Torah bring it today, and the Tumeim bring a Pesach Sheni. Says, HaReisho Yisrael, Machta Torah, Machta Tumeim, you have 50% Torah, 50% Tumeim, is Torah Moisim Es Harishon, the people that are Torah, is called like a meat people, they bring Pesach Rishon, or Tumeim, the meat, the majority, the minority of Tumeim, Oisim Es Hasheni, they're pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So it's a Raya to Rav Kana. Tomorrow, soon when he asks Kasha, what does Rabbi do with his prices? Lechura bringing brises to each one of them, but then it's a series of the brises alone. Like, how does each one answer these brises? The Gemara will soon explain how each one of them answers these other brises. But so far, this is a brise, Raya to Rav Kana. So Tanya bringing a third brise, Kalishna Basel to Rav Kana. So Lechura, it's a series of the brises. But I'll bring another price that's mashma at the second Lashon over Kana. That said what? That 50% Tumeim are pushed off, both from Pesach Rishon and from Pesach Sheni. They can't do anything. They can't bring Pesach Rishon because they're not called a Roiv. They're only a Machza. Machza is not called Roiv. But they can't do Pesach Sheni because the Torah only says a Miyit. When you have a minority of people, they have a right to bring a Pesach Sheni. Now that you have 50% with Tumeim, 50% true, it's not called the majority, but it's not called the minority either. Since it's not called the Miyit, Rav Kana says they lost out. They can't bring this, they can't bring that. I'll bring you right to this. Hare Shoya Yisrael Machta Torah Machta Tumeim. Yes, 50-50. Is Alocha Torah Moise Mesa Rishon. The people that are Torah bring Pesach Rishon. Utumeim? The 50% of the people that are Tumeim, what's the halacha? Einam Oisim, they do not do. Lo Yasa Rishon, Lo Yasa Sheni. They don't do Pesach Rishon because there's not a Roiv. There's only 50%. 50% is not called like Roiv. For Lo Yasa Sheni, they can't do Pesach Sheni because 50% is not called the Miyat either. Since they're not called the Miyat, they don't have a right to be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. They don't bring any Pesach at all. So the riot to Rav Kana is the second lotion. But I call upon Mechur now the Kashmir, there's a theorem, these three brises. Good, you answered all three, a riot each one, but how you learn from the brises? So Gemara answers how each one to learn these three brises. Larav, according to Rav, he was the first sheet that says 50-50 is called like a roiv. So therefore, both of them bring Pesach Rishon, just this one does Betayra, this one does Betumeya. So Gemara, Larav, or the Lishna Basra of Kana, and according to the second Lashna of Kana that says that Machza, don't bring it at all, Hod the Tana, that's what the brises said. Torah Moisin is a Rishon. The 50% of the Torah do Pesach Rishon. That's good according to everybody. That everybody's masking to. Although the Brisa said, Tumeyim es Hasheni. It says the 50% of the Tumeyim do Pesach Sheni. So Kureshin is a Kash and Rav. Rav says 50% can make Pesach Rishon. So why does the Brisa say they only do Pesach Sheni? And it's also a Kash and the second Lashon of Kana. The second Lashon said when you have 50% Tumeim, it's not called like a minority. Therefore, they can't do Pesach Sheni. And here the Brisa says clearly, a machza, these do Pesach Rishon, and the Machza Tumeim do Pesach Sheni. The Kash and Rav and the second Lashon of Kana. Mostly, this is where they answer. How do they answer this Brisa? Going to put in the Kimta. Going to show you Yisrael Machza Teru Machza Tumeim. True. By Pesach Rishon, right in the Erev Pesach, the count was exactly 50% with Torah, 50% with Tumeim. V'noshe mashlimas l'tumeim. Now in this 50% of the Tumeim, you know who was made up from? Women also. They're also in the count. Now what does this Tana hold? Oksavri holds, noshim berishin reshus. Noshim by Pesach Rishon, they're only reshus. That means they don't have a chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach. Therefore, since they don't have a chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach, take out the Noshim when and the count of Pesach Rishon. If you take out the Noshim, really, how many were Tumeim? Only a minority. Because the whole 50% was made up with the Noshim. The Noshim don't count. So take out the Noshim, therefore it's a minority of people that are Tumeim. Therefore, Dal Noshim mitumeim, take out the women that are Tumei, Ve'evalu Tumeim Miyuto. Melo now, the men are Mamashamiyat from the people that are Torah. Or Meyuta, Nail, everybody holds like this then. Then Yitzchel, Pesach Sheni. Everybody holds like that. If the Mamish have a minority Mamish, Avad, you pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So the moral, Rav, according to Rav Shita, Lishna Kamad Rav Kana. According to Rav Kana's first Lashon, that said that the Machzah are pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Hold the time, that is the price that said, Torah Moise Mesorishin, the 50% of the Torah bring Pesach Rishin, or Tumeim. The 50% of the Tumeim now, the Pesach Rishin, is Ein Oisim, Loyasorishin, Loyasorishin. This was the riot Rav Kana's second Lashon. The Kolpon of this bright is the Kasha on Rav and Rav Kana's first Lashon. Hechi Mitaritz Lo, like Rav says, they bring Pesach Rishon. And Rav Kana says they do Pesach Sheni. And the other bright says these 50% of Tumeim don't do Pesach Rishon, don't do Pesach Sheni. How did they learn from this bright? Moran says like this. Rav Mitaritz Lo. Rav gives a Taritz like this. We're going, Shehoyo Yisroel Machta Tumeim Machta Torim. Talk it true. The men alone were 50-50. V'noshim oitfoy salatorim. But if you count the women, there were more Torah-dicker women than Tumeim. Therefore, with the count of the women, there are more Torahim than Tumeim. Uksarva, this time holds. Noshim berishin chayva. Noshim Pesach Rishin have a chayv to bring a Pesach Rishin. Therefore, they're in the count of Pesach Rishin. Therefore, if you count off a Pesach Rishin, how many people are Torahim? Mamish majority, rove people are Torahim. Because the women are in the count. So if you count the women, like 75% of the people were Torah, and only 25% were Tumayim. That's why, according to everybody, who does Pesach Rishon? Only the Torim, and not the Tumayim. The Tumayim for sure cannot do Pesach Rishon. As even Rav that said that the Tumayim do Pesach Rishon, that's only equal to 50%. But here, if you have the extra 25% of the women that were Torim, and you hold they're a Chayv in Pesach Rishon, so everybody holds only the Torim do Pesach Rishon, not the Tumayim. What about Pesach Sheni? What does this price say when it comes to Pesach Sheni? They can't do it either. Because they hold over Sheni Rishus. But they hold Pesach Sheni, women don't have the chiyuv to bring Pesach Sheni. Therefore, the Rishon Layavdi, Pesach Rishon, the Tumayim can't do, Tevelo Miyutai. There's only 25% of the Klal Yisrael that's Tumayim now, 75% are Torah with the 25% of the women. Therefore, the Miyutim can bring Pesach Rishon according to everybody. Over Sheni, when you make the count number Pesach Sheni, Layavdi, these 50% now came to a Pesach Sheni. Why not? Down Noshim and Ayu. By the second count, you have to take the women out. They're not Mechuyim in Pesach Sheni. Ve'evelu Palga Palga. It's Mamish then 50-50. O Palga Layavdi B'Sheni. And a Palga does not do Pesach Sheni. That's according to Rav for sure. Because Rav holds what? That Macht is called to Rav. So Rav to Mayim never do a Pesach Sheni. Who could do a Pesach Sheni? Only a Miyat. A Rav cannot do a Pesach Sheni. Therefore, it's not a Kashan Rav. Ule Rav Kana, now the Yoma. Palga Nama Yavdi B'Sheni. I was Kashan Rav Kana, though. Rav Kana says that when you have 50% to Mayim, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That was Rav Kana's first chant. That when you have 50%, it's called like a minority, they are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So why does this price to say that these 50% do not do Pesach Sheni? Hechi Mitaritz Lo. He answered the price like this. The Goyin Shoyu Yisrael Mach Tzitur Machtem Tumayim. He learns no. The Zman is 50% of Pesach Rishon. V'noshim Mashlimus L'Torim. And the women, they added the count to make the Torim exactly 50-50. Uksova Noshim Rishon Choyza. That in the first Pesach, Pesach Rishon Noshim HaMachuyiv. Therefore, Pesach Rishon is 50-50. Rav Kana learns 50-50 is not called to Rav. Therefore, the Torim bring Pesach Rishon, and the 50% of the Tumayim can't do Pesach Rishon. But why can't they do Pesach Sheni here? Because he holds the Vesheni Rishus. Because the Pesach Sheni, the women are only Rishus. They're not Mechuyiv. Therefore, Verishon Layavdi, no Pesach Rishon, the Tumayim can't do Tevelu Palga Palga. It's only 50-50. O Palga Verishon Layavdi. 50. Or Bezoi, let them do Pesach Sheni then. Or Vesheni Rishus. Palga Rishon Layavdi. Vesheni Nam Layavdi. Why can't these 50% not do a Pesach Sheni? I, Rav Kana, learns 50% is like a miyat. That usually they do a Pesach Sheni. Because I'll tell you, by this Pesach Sheni, the Noshim you have to take out of the count. Because the Noshim are not Mechuyim in Pesach Sheni. So Mela Dao Noshim Minayu. Take away the count of the Noshim Minatayrim. Before we said it was 50-50% with the women. If you take out the women now, what's the count now? There's like 75% Tumayim and only 25% Torim. So how many people now want to do Pesach Sheni? 75%. A Rav can never do Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only for Miyat, or else according to Rav Kana, Machzamach is also called Kemiyat. But when you have 75%, that's Zichar Rav. Rav people cannot do Pesach Sheni. Hevilu Tumayim Ruba. If you take the women out of the count of Pesach Sheni, the men alone, there was Rav Tumayim. Verubu Layavdi B'Sheni, that's according to everybody. If you have Rav Tumayim, they can't do Pesach Sheni. There's only a Chiddush they could do Pesach Rishon. But here they couldn't do Pesach Rishon because at Pesach Rishon, the women were Mechuyim, and they made up the count to make 50% Torim. Therefore, only the Torim did it. And came to Pesach Sheni, they lost out, so they have, therefore, the price says according to everybody, that Tumayim cannot do Pesach Sheni. So the moral of Rav Kana, hold the tongue, that's what Bryce said. Haray show you Yisrael mach tzitzirim mach tzitzimayim. 50-50. Is halol awaysim liyatzvim. The first Bryce was a riot to Rav. That says 50-50, each one is called like a majority. Therefore, the 50% Torium make it v'tayrim. The halol awaysim liyatzvim. And the 50% of the tzimayim also make a Pesach Rishon v'tumayim. His hechi mataris law, I, Rav Kana, holds 50% is not called like a rive. So how does he learn the Pesach Rishon now? How could the 50% of the Tumayim bring the Pesach Rishon that not called like Rav? Rav Kana doesn't know Macht is called Kerav. So how did Rav Kana learn this bright that says clearly 50% Tumayim make a Pesach Rishon? Omelok Rav Kana, enech nami, this much I have to admit to Tanoihi. Here for sure, so this Tana Zichel is not like me. Rav Kana learns the Machlokes Tanoim. Ikul Amandiyom, there is a Tana that holds Machtza Machtza Kerav. Saka true, there is a, this Tana holds like Rav, that 50% is called like Rav, like a majority. Therefore, they have a right to bring a Pesach Rishon, the Yikla Manyam, but there is another Manyam that holds like me, that Masa Masa ain't a Karev. So Rav Kahn has to admit there's a Machleka Tanoi. The Margufa, we learned before, Haresha Yisrael Masa Terrell Masa Tanoi, 50-50. Is a din like Rav, Halolo Waisim Liyatzim, Halolo Waisim Liyatzim. Each one brings their korban. The 50 Torim bring a Tyra, the 50 Tumeim bring a Tumeya. Hoyu Tumeim Oitfim Ala Torim. Let's say you had one, you had more Tumeim than Torim. Afilu Echot, even if just one more, Mamish Philip Loimir, they count the whole Klaiyasol, know exactly how many you have. Mamish, and one guy can't die in between. You know exactly now, there's one more Tumeim that you have Torim, is Yatzim Betumah. I'll say out this first time. You're allowed to bring your betumah. That's called Rav Klaiyasol is Tumeyam, and the din is the korban is brought betumah. The fi shem korban si becholik. When you have mamish, Rav people are Tumeyam, and the miyat people, 51% is Tumeyam, and 49% is Torah, that everybody holds. Ain korban si becholik means even the Torah people are allowed to bring your betumah. When you have mamish, Rav people Tumeyam bringing the korban pesach, everybody has the right to bring a Tumeya. You don't have to be makma to make sure your knife is Torah. You're allowed to bring a Tumeya to a knife. We have lost the mas yoyim and no. Ein ha-yochid machriya satzib l'tumah. If just 51, just one is Tumeya more than Tyra, that's not enough to make the count, to make it into Roiv. Shenemek, as the Pasuk says,